I'm Ken Vincent. It's Tuesday, time for our weekly conversation with John Husing, the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. You can hear past segments with Dr. Husing at our website, kvcrnews.org. Last week, Dr. Husing began a new series of conversations on the economic forces at the national level that affect the Inland Empire's economic growth, for better or worse. Last week, Dr. Husing started explaining things like mortgage rates and interest rates in general, the gross domestic product, and he started explaining the Consumer Price Index, which, by the way, Dr. Husing says, shows that California's inflation rate is about a full percentage point above the national inflation rate. And Dr. Husing says that is largely the result of our housing problems here.
The reason why prices are up 3.9% here versus 2.9% nationally largely is the housing issue in California. The fact that we've got housing prices that are getting to absurd levels.
And that just boosts the average? The price of housing will boost the average
of inflation, or does it affect other things? It's a major share of the index. The way the Consumer Price Index comes about is you have a basket of goods that is precisely defined. And then people working for the Bureau of Labor Statistics go out and shop that every month. They shop it nationally, and they shop it in each region. And in shopping it, they say, okay, it costs this much this month versus this month a year ago this month. How much has that basket gone up in cost? And the answer was 2.9%.
Okay.
But for California, the basket has gone up 3.9% because a major share of that basket is housing prices.
Okay. So they do that. Housing prices are thrown into the
Mix.
Into the CPI. Okay.
Now, what that causes to happen is the Fed looks at that and says, whoops, it's starting to get a little hot on the inflation side, which we've all expected. It hasn't happened as fast as we expected it, but it's clearly starting to happen. So the Fed announced at the beginning of this year it would raise short-term interest rates, which they can control. They were going to raise them three times this year. Well, during the course of the year, as those numbers have picked up speed in inflation, they've said, whoops, four times this year. The next time will be September. They're raising it September. And again, they'll be raising, now it looks like, in December. And so the idea is to tap on the brake of the economy. So that begins to show up in rates that are very important to the Inland Empire in particular, which is the mortgage rate.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the mortgage rate bottomed out at around 3.5%. The mortgage rate as of this week is about 4.6. Now, what that does is if you're on a variable rate mortgage, your variable rate is going to become higher. If you're going to go get a new mortgage, either to buy a house or refi or anything, that rate now looks for a 30-year fixed is coming in at 4.6. It looks like it's heading for 5%. 5% in recent times would be relatively high. That would be really the highest we've seen going back to the great...
right before the Great Recession.
Yeah, 2005,
2006, 2007.
Right.
Yeah.
We'll have more next week. John Husing is the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR.